Call, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Brink and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, George Jessel.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Are you listening, Bing? Whenever April showers come along. Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Old Craft Music Hall. And before I do anything else, I must tell you about my little baby, little Asa. He does the cutest thing. Now, this morning, for instance, he tried to eat his oatmeal with his fingers. Naturally, I didn't try to stop him. I know he'll outgrow that habit because I stopped doing it over a year ago. Now, here's a song I could dedicate to my little boy, but it's really a song for girls. Grown-up ones, I mean. Take it, Lou. Bright eyes, I know you so well, bright eyes. What secret you tell? I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors, they give you away. Bright eyes, they give me a thrill. Bright eyes, just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise in your bright eyes. Ah, bright eyes, I know you so well. Ah, you got bright eyes. What secrets you tell? I can't believe a word you say. Your eyes are traitors. They give you away. Ah, you got bright eyes. They give me a thrill. Bright eyes. Just say what you will. There is a meaning you cannot disguise with your bright eyes. You know, Oscar, after listening to you, I think it must be easy to play the piano.
Is that so? Well, after listening to you, Fred Allen, Jack Benny, Bob Hope, and Bing Crosby, I think it's easy to be a comedian on radio.
Oscar, just a moment. How do you figure that out?
Well, all you have to be is past middle age. Have bags under your eyes, have a ski nose, wear loud shirts, wear a toupee, be rich, stingy, and sing old songs.
Well, I guess that leaves me out. Because I don't wear a toupee.
Well, you go massage your head, and I'll massage the piano, and we'll see who grows hair first.
Well, Oscar, and while you're there, how about playing that piece you started a moment ago? Variations from Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
is the 30th anniversary of that first armistice day that many of us remember. It's a day symbolic of much that has happened since. For that reason, it's been chosen to open the United States Treasury's November-December Savings Bond Campaign. Fittingly, the American Legion's millions of members have joined the Treasury in this drive to keep America secure. They know that even this great country of ours cannot hope for real security unless she remains financially strong. Look ahead. Choose the savings bonds way to secure your own and your country's future. Buy bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. They're both sure ways to build our futures together.
Oscar, I know that piece. Didn't you play it here a few weeks ago?
Yes, it's The Love of Three Oranges.
Well, what are you playing again for?
They're back together again.
But, Oscar, why is it The Love of Three Oranges? Who's the third one?
The mother-in-law.
Oscar, don't you ever play any romantic music that concerns people? You know, they fall in love as much as oranges.
Sure, here's one.
I know that, Oscar. And I love it. I think I'll sing it. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we'd let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let those wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me. Yeah, I love
that Liederkranz. I really do. I love it.
That's good, Al, but isn't that a little bouncy for wedding music? I prefer something classical.
Really?
Now, at my wedding, I had Lohengrin coming in and Mendelssohn going out.
Did they bump into each other?
Al, what? You know Lohengrin's music.
Lohengrin's music? No, I don't think I do.
Well, I'll play a bit of it for you.
Oscar, you mind playing that again?
Yeah, I think I heard that music before. I really do.
Heard it. That should be your theme song. But you know, Al, I think our best music is about love and romance.
Oh, you don't have to tell me about love and romance. I just wrote a song about it.
What's the name of it?
Cupid, Watch Your Aim. Old Jolie ain't the same.
Don't sing it, Al. Some fool might like it. But I'm a fool for the old songs you wrote, especially the one you stole from La Tosca.
Oscar, wait a minute. Oscar, I know what you're playing Avalon, but I don't want to sing Avalon. Now, look. You've been with me a long time. This is practically the second year. So you ought to be able to do this. Read my mind. What do I want to sing?
That's easy. The money song.
No, you're wrong. I'll get by.
With your money, you should.
I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain, I'll see it through. Though you may be far away, it's true. Say, what care I? Dear,
as long as I have you.
Al, I want you to know you'll always get by as long as you have me.
As long as I have you.
Yeah.
As long as I have you. Listen, Oscar, for your information, I was a star on Broadway, and I'm not bragging when I say this. Yes, sir, I was a star on Broadway when you were just a little kid squeezing a doll that said Mama.
When I was a little kid, you were squeezing a doll that said Daddy.
Oscar, I've no desire to get in an argument with you. It only brings out the difference in our education. Now, now, if you don't mind, Lou Bring and I will collaborate. Lou, collaborate.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, for I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue, you are here. So am I. Maybe millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view. Only have eyes for you.
House that the Kraft hasn't been able to make for 7 long years. It's the news of a pre-war treat back again at last. Now, Kraft has plenty of aged, natural American cheese for you, those rich, mellow, golden wheels the dealers cut in the stores. Ever since 1941, the country's tremendous need for nutritious cheese made it difficult to set aside much for curing. And it's just this past year that Kraft has been able to send enough golden cheese to the curing rooms to supply all you folks who wanted mellow, natural cheese. It's taken a long time because, you know, you can't make a cheddar hurry up and cure to glorious mellowness. But now the cheese that Kraft has guarded for months and months is ready. Ask your dealer to cut you a good big golden wedge of the natural cheese that Kraft has been aging for you with such care. It's been a long, long time since you've tasted such cheese as this, the fine natural American cheddar aged by Kraft.
Say, Oscar, you know who our guest is tonight?
Sure, George Jessel.
That's right. And you know, besides being an actor and producer, he's the country's greatest Toastmaster?
Yes, I've heard about his ability as a Toastmaster. In fact, I understand you just have to plug him in, wait till he gets warm, and a speech pops up.
Oscar, how do you suppose a man like Jessel learned to make speeches that are, well, so flowery?
I don't know. Maybe he soaked his feet in Figaro.
Well, here he is. Ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, I would like to, in fact, I want...
Never mind, Al, I'll do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jolson presents now a man of many, many talents. Actor, writer, composer, singer, and producer of 20th Century Fox's When My Baby Smiles at Me in Technicolor. He is also a charming man, a sweet man. Everybody loves him.
Just go.
No interruption. Ladies and gentlemen, I've introduced a great many celebrities in my time. This is the first opportunity I've had to introduce a man whom I admire most.
Me.
Never mind your speeches. You're not at a dinner. In fact, there's nothing to eat here. Nothing to eat at all.
What do you mean? Not even a piece of cheese?
No.
Ah, the futility of life, the humiliation, the degradation. The cup of iniquity overfloweth and droppeth below to mingle with my tears.
We have a guy in the hall who sings too much. Now we have a guy who talks too much.
That's enough, Oscar. You go and sit down or I'll wash your mouth out with one-syllable words.
Now, please, Al, don't say nasty things to Oscar. Remember, a piano player can be the most popular man in this country.
And I've got a couple of nasty things to say to you, Georgie.
Oh, now, come, Al. I mean, anything you say about me will have to be cleared through Zanuck. Mm-hmm. So make up your mind about it.
Well, you just made the picture called My Baby Smiles at Me, and you promised me that you'd let me direct Betty Grable and June Haver.
But, Al, you'd have wanted a great deal of money.
With Betty Grable and June Haver, who wants money?
Well, if that was your idea... Let me tell you something. June Haver's engaged, and Betty Grable is married to Harry James.
That don't scare me. If Harry James showed up, I would have told him to take his trumpet and blow.
Surely you spend too much time thinking about women.
Well, I can't help it, Georgia. I like them. It's their skin.
It's their skin?
Yeah, it's their skin.
Well, tell me, what about their skin?
Well, it fits so nice over their bones, you know.
Well, Al, your hubby is woman, and mine is after-dinner speaking.
Now, that's not entirely true, Georgie. I do some after-dinner speaking myself. Remember several years ago when I spoke at that charity dinner in New York?
I remember it well. What a night that was. I came there with my wife. Her name doesn't come to me at the moment.
Lots of us have the same trouble, you know. But if you remember, Georgie, I introduced some important people from the motion picture industry.
Yes, Al, but how did you introduce them? You sit in this corner weighing 180 pounds, wearing pink trunks as Luella Parsons. Now, you know you did that.
Well, I just come from the fight, you know. Well, what else did you think was wrong with my speaking?
Well, I'll try to show you. Now, for example, how would you introduce Oscar Levin?
If possible, I wouldn't. But if I had to, I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, here's Oscar Levin.
Well, you see, I can't teach you anything. You just think you're the master.
No, I don't, Georgie.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Let's get serious. As a matter of fact, I'm indebted to you.
So?
I weighed back, sure. When they were going to make the jazz thing, you remember? Mm-hmm. You turned down the part that I later got.
Well, that makes me indebted to you.
Well, how do you figure that out?
Well, if I'd have played in the jazz scene, I'd be as old as you are now. Oh, no. That's just a gag. Al, you are eternally young. I love you. My little daughter, Geraldine, loves you. And President McKinley loves you, too.
Georgie, I thought you were a friend.
Yes, I am your friend, and you know it. You know something? Of all your contemporaries, I'm the only one who doesn't come out and imitate you all
That's
the time.
That's right, Georgie. You always stick to your individual style. Really, you do.
You said it, Al. What do I want to think? People think I'm somebody else. I don't need it. I'm my own self. That's what I am. I told Harry Cohn, go away from me. I don't need a word. Just the government needs a little money. That's all I'm doing. But I love to sing. How I love to sing. Lou, play Swanee for me. I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. Well, how's that, Al?
Georgie, I just want to say I love you. My little baby loves you. But McKinley hated you.
That many of you cheese lovers have waited to hear for 7 long years. At last, Kraft has plenty of aged, natural cheese, the big golden wheels the dealers cut in wedges for you in the store. It's mellow cheese with that old-time natural texture, something many of you have been hankering for. During the war and since, the need for nutritious cheese was so great it was difficult to send enough cheese to the curing rooms for very long. And just the past year, Kraft could do it. And now, the natural cheese Kraft has guarded for months and months is in the stores. Treat yourself to this grand, good-eating, natural, aged American cheese from Kraft.
Today, ladies and gentlemen,
is Armistice Day. And I can't think of a song that is more appropriate to sing than Roses of Picardy.
She is watching by the poplars, Collinette with her sea blue eyes. She is watching and longing and waiting where the long white roadway lies. And a song stirs in the silence as the wind in the boughs above. She listens and starts and trembles. 'Tis the first little song of love. Roses are shining in a Picardy, in the hush of the silver dew. Roses are flowering in a Picardy, but there's never a rose like you. And the roses will die with the summertime, and our roads may be far apart, but there's one rose that dies not in a Picardy. 'Tis the rose that I keep in my heart.
Roses will die with the summertime, and our roads may be far, far apart.
There's one rose that dies not in a Picardy. Tis the rose that I wear in a
Jessel will be back in just a moment. A moment in which I would like to say that George Jessel appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox Film Corporation and is the producer of the 20th Century Fox Technicolor production, When My Baby Smiles at Me, and reminds you to listen to the Kraft Music Hall next Thursday when we'll have Groucho Marx as our guest. Remember, that's next Thursday on the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, his orchestra and chorus, and our guest Groucho Marx. And here again is Al Jolson.
Ladies and gentlemen, on this Armistice Day, we feel it a genuine honor to bring you a special message from the National Commander, Harry Brown of the American Legion. Commander Brown's remarks, his first on a nationwide network since his election in Miami, will come to you from Washington, D.C.
My fellow Americans, as National Commander of the American Legion, it was my great privilege today to join in the memorial ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington. Soldier, sailor, Marine Ayaman, may God rest him. He died in the cause of freedom. As I stood there, I prayed to a merciful providence that there should be no more world wars. On the strength of America, more than on any other earthly power, depends the peace of the world and the future of freedom, now as in 1917, now as in 1941. The battle is still on, though we fight today with moral and economic force, not bullets or bombs. And we're all in it. To win the peace, we must keep America strong. For this, the American Legion has worked unceasingly these 30 years. Economic strength is our first line of defense today. Building up the economic strength of America begins at home, with the individual producer and consumer. Public enemy number one here at home is inflation. The fondest hope of the enemies of Americanism is that we will let inflation lead us into another depression. That way, they could win their fight without firing a shot. But if we show the world that the free American way is still the best way of life because it works best for the greatest good of the greatest number, that truth spread abroad will be more potent than the atomic bomb. To help us all to build economic strength and stability for ourselves and for America, the American Legion will help spearhead a promotion of savings bonds for the United States Treasury starting today. For the next month, a special campaign will be on nationwide, backed up by donated publicity and advertising in all forms, to sign up more of you Americans on the payroll saving plan where you work, on the bond a month plan where you bank, and to reach more of you farm families at this season when most of your crop money is in hand. On this 30th anniversary of Armistice Day, I call upon my millions of comrades in the American Legion to form a thrift army and to list themselves and every possible American in this program of regular saving through United States savings bonds. To all my fellow Americans, I say, there is no more practical way to help your country while helping yourself than to become a regular saving bond buyer. Each dollar you put away in these bonds is a dollar doing double duty against inflation and for economic stability, prosperity, and peace. And what could your dollars buy you today that could mean as much to you and your children as a future in which free men can live in peace and security?
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.